Yeah, it's kind of unique playing the same team three times in a row. I don't know if any other team in the league has done that. It's normally, this is the finals, you know, that you play three times. But it is what it is, so we just have got to prepare as best as we can as normal. Yeah, well, I guess it's things will change. You know, it's the same as the playoffs. When you play teams back-to-back, there's adjustments made. Whereas in the season, if you're playing another team, you're probably playing the same philosophy, just defensively differently to match their strengths. But, yeah, we certainly come up with some different offensive avenues.
How hard actually comes to play for
Yeah, look, we were pretty bad, I thought. You know, it was good to get a win when you're not playing well. And I didn't think we played particularly well. We were kind of a little bit more, not soft, but not as sharp as we were earlier in the season against them. So hopefully we'll get that sharpness back. Yeah, look, it's we just turn up and play. I think they do a lot of talking and complaining and so forth, but we just get out there and play, do what we do. You know, we're used to travelling, we're used to playing on the road, and we just want to step over line and play hard.
Do you feel that you're in their heads? They do complain about you guys a lot. They talk about you a lot.
It's just the competitive nature of it. Look, the history of last year, obviously, that raised the bar up a little bit. But here it's game number 19 for us. We don't get too excited or get high emotionally or low emotionally. You've got to be even keel and keep improving. And this is game 19 for us. I gave up a long time ago worrying about what the teams and coaches and media say. We just go and do what we do, and you know, it's been successful the last 4 or 5 years, and that's continue what we do.
How much of your foul discrepancy is a good basketball player? You're very loud.
I think that the foul count was, they were fouling a lot, putting us to the line. I think we had 19 foul shots in the fourth quarter, and you put that down to the unsportsman foul, and then I think they sent us to the line 5 times in the last minute. So it's the course of the game, isn't it? And it's the same. We go on the road, and it's the same. You got to play through it. It's and our defense, we're hopefully one of the better teams, defensively teams in there. We want to slide our feet because that's good techniques and not using our hands so much. So we want to be a good defensive team without fouling. That's where that comes from. Yeah, and I think it's over a number of years. We don't want to get them in the foul bonus early and then they're shooting foul shots all the game. That's not good basketball defense. You know, some other teams play offensively and just get it and pin the ball up. We don't find that successful, so we want to play good, tough defense without fouling.
Do you have any concerns about having referencing the more experienced coaches in the league and yelling and screaming on the side of the
court? I didn't listen to it, so I don't know what the content was, but it's funny, the coaches voted for the challenge, and Forty was one of the coaches that voted against it, so instead of having it up your sleeve. So I don't know, I didn't get any correspondence from the NBL to say that, you know, the challenges have been outvoted. I thought there was a high majority of NBL coaches wanted to keep the challenge, but unfortunately we didn't keep the challenge after the NBL Cup.
Did you even use the challenge?
No.
No, you're
well, I asked the players. There was a couple of times there I trusted the players and they just either nod to me or shake their hands. And you know, I didn't want to lose a timeout when the timeout could help you win the game at the end of the game. So I'll keep my challenge to the last quarter. But it never got to that stage.